USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States.
Pilots have been notified. Airlines have been all notified. Airlines are agreeing with this. The safety of the American people and all people is our paramount concern.
Dozens are facing charges in a massive college admissions bribery case. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says she's working with the Department of Justice on this case.
We are still researching and looking into how the department might interface with this. Obviously, this is a Department of Justice operation, but we are looking very closely at it, and we'll see if any of the regulations that we are responsible for have been broken.
Stocks are hitting new highs for 2019. Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 148 points to close at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
Paul Manafort is being indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The indictment was handed up moments after he was sentenced to an additional 3.5 years in prison today in Washington, D.C. The crimes Manafort was convicted of all happened before he started working for President Trump, and Manafort could spend close to 8 years in prison. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 850,000 vehicles that aren't meeting U.S. emission standards. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's not a voluntary recall. Investigators with the Environmental Protection Agency ordered it, and they say they'll continue to monitor emissions testing at Fiat Chrysler in the future. This recall involves 2011 and 2012 Dodge Calibers, 2011 through 2014 Chrysler 200s and Dodge Avengers, and 2011 through 2016 Dodge Journeys. Shares of Fiat Chrysler were down on Wall Street at this news.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Divisive politicians, hateful pundits, angry campus activists, and Twitter trolls. Today in America, there is an outraged industrial complex that prospers by setting Americans against each other. Arthur C. Brooks is the president of the American Enterprise Institute. He says arguing with someone isn't wrong. But he also tells Fox News, we got to know how to argue with someone.
We don't argue too much. We argue too poorly. That's the biggest problem that we have. There's a problem that we have in our society today, which is that we have as much polarization today between Democrats and Republicans as there are between Israelis and Palestinians. And this causes a lot of contempt, which is not anger. It's content. It's anger mixed with disgust. This pulls people apart. One in six Americans have stopped talking to a family member or a close friend since the 2016 election.
That's the Reuters poll, right?
And totally. It's catastrophic. As a matter of fact, I mean, people are unhappy, and worst of all, Brian, right, they're not persuading anybody.
Brooks believes you have to separate the person from their ideas.
So if you actually want to be more persuasive and you want to be happier and you want to have more love in your life, you got to do one big thing, which is you don't have to agree with anybody. You don't have to like somebody else's idea, but you have to recognize that that person is not his or her ideas. Separate the two. You can maintain the relationship and still go hammer and tongs on ideas.
Millions of Americans are bracing for a strong late winter storm known as a bomb cyclone. The forecast for folks from the Rockies all the way to the upper Midwest is calling for extreme snow and wind and near blizzard-like conditions. Please travel safe out there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.